Welcome to Barnegie Hall. And this is our 34th Project Drew. And Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson. So Mike is going to talk more about Drew. And I first want to thank our veterans. And if I'm always thrilled to see our past participants come back to support the new ones. So will all the veterans please stand if you're able so we can recognize you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. And it's always an honor and a privilege to meet our veterans and hear their stories. They need to tell their stories, and we need to hear them. We learn from them, and it's amazing I always say this, but it's so true, that they do these extraordinary things, and then they come back and live among us doing, just living an ordinary life. Not, I don't mean that it's ordinary, but you know what I mean. Compared to the extraordinary. So the songwriters, we're so proud of our songwriters. They're the best. And the magic that happens here is just, it's magic. And so we are going to, before I forget, I want to say Becky Lardacuente, who is, I can't see anything, but I think she's right there. I want to recognize her and thank her because she has referred so many to us, and we're so grateful for that and for her help. She works at the VA. And so our songwriters, getting back to them, we're so proud of them. They're the best, and they're as good as any songwriters you'd hear anywhere. So what, as part of Music on a Mission, one of our goals is to support live music. So we are going to start one a quarter where we have songwriters in the round. And the first one is going to be June 26th, and Ben, so you can look out for Ben today, and Taylor today, and a third one, a friend of Ben's who's a rodeo rider from Texas. And then, and they're going to be here June 26th, it's a Thursday, at 7 o'clock. You are all welcome to come as our guests, because we want to start this going. We want to promote them. They're not going to just do Drew songs. They're going to do all their own original songs. And it's really interesting when you see them in the round and they talk to each other about their process and how they wrote their songs, and then they kind of, accompany each other. And so we're going to do that once a quarter and get all of our songwriters in there. So we'll do another one in the fall and then maybe another one in the winter. So please put it on your calendar, June 26th. So I think that's it. Now Mike is going to explain more about what happened here.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. How's everybody doing? Welcome back to Barnegie Hall. If you haven't been here before, we're so glad you joined us to share this wonderful space. I'd like to just tell you a little bit about what the workshops, the structure of the workshops, what did we did yesterday, what are we here to do today. Then I'll talk a little bit about Drew, my cousin Drew, and then I'll get out of the way and let the music do the work. Yeah. So as Marilyn said, this is our 34th workshop, and they're special every time, I'll tell you that. And I think back to the first workshop we did in October 2017, a few months after we lost Drew. And we kind of didn't really know what we were doing, but we were like, something good will come out of this. And sure enough, it did. And today is special because, Dad, thanks for joining again today. My dad is here's a Vietnam vet, and he's got a story and a song to share that he wrote with Ben Gage. He had a few more things he wanted to say, and I'm so glad you did, Dad. I thank you for your courage. And you got it. If Drew could hear these songs, yeah. So he's with us today. So what we did yesterday, we just meet up and literally circle up here in the barn, and we just invite everybody to say hello, introduce themselves, and behind the scenes beforehand, Marilyn has called and talked to vets and songwriters both, and she does a secret and magical process, which I don't know what it is, lots of variables, and she matches those people up ahead of time. Like, here's who I think would work well with this veteran and this songwriter. And so we do brief introductions, and what we ask our vets to do is, I always say, we don't have a prescription for what we want you to tell us or which kind of stories or what time frame or anything. This is your story. This is your story of service. And we hear stories of combat that are sometimes really heavy. And sometimes we hear stories of transition home, stories about being home after being in service, yeah? Sometimes they're bizarre. Sometimes they're hilarious. You name it. And it's the full range of the human experience. And the reason I mention all that is we've asked our vets to just tell us what you'd like to. And today, I hope you can just tune into those experiences, those songs, and just go with the music. Go with those emotions that come to the surface. So now here we are. After having spent and shared the space for a few hours yesterday afternoon, our songwriters have come back, and we'll thank them again for their courage, because it's nerve-wracking. Come back, yeah. To come back 24 hours later, and we're going to play the songs for the first time live and record them. And Curtis and Jim do a great job recording, and those are for a couple things. Those are for us to share the songs on the website and for others to hear and connect with your stories of service. But also, I'll say that this is really an audience of one. And I borrowed that phrase from my cousin Brian, Drew's brother, also a veteran. He came through the project a year or two back. And he said that his song gave him a mirror to look at his, through which to look at his own service. And that the person in the audience, the vet in the audience, is really the only one that matters. It's an audience of one. And so that's the importance of the song. And I've heard other songwriters as well, professional musicians, say that, we want it to be so perfect, and it may or may not be perfect, but all it is about is a connection with their veteran, and something beautiful comes out of that. So that's what we did yesterday and what we're here to do today. Before I tell about Drew, on a kind of a basic and tactical note, I'd like to take out my phone and check it for the fifth time that it's silenced. I'll invite you to do the same. Just for respect for the songwriters, you check your phone, make sure it's silenced. If there is stray noise, don't worry. Curtis and Jim do a great job with sound, so don't worry. But it's mainly just for focus and for the musicians and songwriters, so we don't distract them. All right, so let me tell you a bit about Drew. So I could talk all afternoon about Drew, but he grew up right here in Avon Lake, and he faced a lot of hardships, I'll say. He lost his mother, my Aunt Martha, when he was in high school. She had an illness, she had leukemia, and died very quickly in the year 2000, believe it or not, 25 years ago. But I think in some ways, those hardships, that he used those to motivate himself. He was a very driven guy. And he was a physical fitness, guru, and he was into, painting and music, and songwriting, all these things, and poetry. And so Brian has said that, Drew's military service is like the least interesting thing about him. But nonetheless, he did serve four tours, and he struggled in transition, coming home. We kind of lost him. He slipped off the grid there. We lost him in 2017. And this program, as Marilyn said, is he was our inspiration to do the program. And I want to tell you a little bit about the logo, because it incorporates a number of different aspects. I mentioned Drew went to high school here in Avon Lake. He went to OU, Ohio University, and he joined the ROTC program. But that was after he got rejected the first time he applied. I'm sure various F-bombs flew whenever he, you know, what do I have to do to get in? He figured out what you have to do to get in: academics, leadership, physical fitness, and he got accepted to the program. And a handful of years later, when he graduated from OU, he finished 13th in the nation among thousands of cadets. And his buddies that he deployed with in training and otherwise later learned about this. And we got to find out who this guy is. You guys hear 13 is in our ranks. So who is this guy? And they gave him a moniker. They nicknamed him the 13th Warrior. And so that's one piece of symbolism in the logo. As you see it, there's a drum head and 12 lugs, and the sticks are clocked at 1,300 hours. Yeah, and the sticks coming together are symbolic of the songwriter and the veteran coming together in our workshops. Next is the painting that's in the lobby. It's a painting of an American flag that he painted upside down intentionally. And one of the other vets came through workshops, said he recognized it right away as that's an international distress symbol when a flag's falling upside down. And so I'd love to know what he was thinking of when he painted that. He called it America, and he painted the flag upside down. So that became the center of our logo. And finally, a poem, one of many poems that he wrote, called My Drum, became the theme for our logo. I'd like to read it to you. So Drew's poem is called My Drum. I think it's in some ways a metaphor for his heart. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparities, unforgiving hands. One day again, it will beat proudly a sound, shake down through my body and rattle the ground. This is my drum. Thank you. So that's a little bit about Drew and our logo and our workshops. And if you haven't already, vets who've joined us today or in prior workshops and songwriters, please sign the banner in the lobby. We've got lots of signatures now. It's great. We're filling it up. We're kind of running out of white space. But yeah, please sign the banner there. We'll remember that you were here. And we love when you come back to join us in these workshops. So thanks again for joining us. With that, let me get out of the way, and we'll get started with the music. And then at the end, we'll play a song that Drew wrote. I remember when he played it for us the first time at Kelly's Island, and we like to finish each workshop with that song, as it's become a bit of a Project Drew anthem. It's called I Know a Place. If you would, please, welcome to the stage our first songwriter, Taylor, to share the song she wrote with Larry. Come on out, Taylor.